Morning, and thanks.
I'm Wes, grateful compulsive overeater from Sparks, Nevada. Used to live in New Jersey. It's where I got to know Ross. And I know you all empathize with me for that. And I've been in the program almost 39 years now. And I still practice steps 1, 2, and 3 every day. Step one is so important to me because I have to remember every day who I am. I am a compulsive overeater. And if I forget that, my ego will want to overtake me and send me back to the food. And I do not want to do that today. So I make sure that I remember every day who I am. And in steps 2 and 3, that I do make a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God. And I've learned to trust my higher power every day to do for me what I cannot do for myself. So I came into these rooms a real mess. I was over 307 pounds because that's as far as my scale went. And I'm maintaining a weight between 176 and 180 every month. The life that I had before program was not pleasant. I came from a family of alcoholic and compulsive overeaters, and you were not allowed to express your feelings, with the result, if you did, there was physical punishment. And so I had to learn to bury anger and resentments. And I came into the rooms because I was in a company and this time we weren't taking anybody over. We were going to be taken over. And so my job was definitely at risk. And here I was, this enormous person, no self-confidence. And I had a friend that we lived out on Long Island, and he went to OA about 2 years before I came in, and I saw a change in him. And he once told me that I was the angriest person that he ever knew. And of course, what did I do? I hung up on him and didn't talk to him for 2 weeks. But I saw the change in him. But it still took me all that time to walk into these rooms. And I decided that I had to do something. So on June 24th, 1985, I walked into my first meeting. And unlike my experience in walking to other rooms where everybody kind of stopped and looked at this person walking in, people actually welcomed me into the rooms. And I felt accepted. And the person, the woman who shared her story that night, I couldn't believe that she was sharing what she was. I mean, I couldn't admit some of the stuff to myself, let alone this room of 65, 70 people. And she said something at the end of the meeting that has stuck with me. She said that this program is a gift to us. Abstinence is a gift to us. And when we leave this room, take this most precious gift with us and take care of it. Don't let it go. And that's what I've done because it is the most precious thing that has ever been given to me because it has given me a fantastic life since I've been in the rooms. I became a different person, a person that could accomplish things without anger, without resentment, and through diplomacy. It was an experience that I never thought I would have because, the best thing I could do before is I could talk to computers. And that's all I wanted to do. But my personality was such that I enjoyed working with people, but I didn't know how to do it. And this program taught me how to do that. And it's through service that I learned how to do it. Going to intergroup meetings, working as a volunteer, doing service of anything in any of the meetings, selling literature, being a treasurer, a speaker, getter, just anything. It so much got it out of myself. Now, has it been an easy time? No, it hasn't. I've experienced all the ups and downs of life along the way. I've experienced divorce, remarriage. I've experienced, in the period of about 18 months, the death of my mother, two brothers, and a brother-in-law. I've had numerous health issues. But none of that sent me back to the food. I had to face life on life's terms. And in my morning meditation, not medication, meditation, I pray for that I can accept today on today's terms, and that I accept the aging process, and I accept that I will listen for his will and pray for the strength, courage, and grace to carry that out today. And then I learn what the next right thing for me to do is. And it's still not easy when it comes to some of the health things that I'm going through right now. Today I had a serious conversation with a physical therapy person because everything that this new physical therapist had me doing has sent me back into some severe pain again. And the old me would have had her by the throat and yelling, which wouldn't have gotten me anywhere and wouldn't have been pleasant for either one of us. So I explained the problem and we worked toward a potential solution, backing off tremendously, and we'll see which how it goes from here. Above all, step one, the last paragraph, to me is something that is extremely important. And in there, it says that we must remain teachable. And that is the only way that I can move forward, is if I don't let my ego, and as Ross says, my lower power, get a hold of me and try to prevent me from being teachable. Because it is only when I'm humble, it is only when I remain teachable that I can identify change and change myself according to his will, so that I may better do his bidding today. I'm sorry, I am not comfortable today, but I just lost my train of thought. This three-legged stool is very important to me. The physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. I have to keep those three things balanced every day so I don't fall off. The spiritual is very important to me because I truly believe in God, my higher power, because there have been so many times in my life where I have been saved from disaster by a spiritual experience. And coming to these rooms is just one of those things. So I must thank him every day at night, do that 10th step, and then make any appropriate amends the following day or at first convenience or opportunity. And on the physical side, as long as I am abstinent, the physical takes care of itself when it comes to food. The other side of the physical, the health side, there's things that I've had to learn to do. And I've had, friends really yell at me because I want to go out and start doing my 2 and 3 and so mile hikes, which I can't do right now. I can just barely do 15 minutes on my treadmill. But I'm beginning to accept that's where I'm at today. And as a physical therapist said today, that's just today. Worry about tomorrow when it comes and what we can do tomorrow. And on the emotional side, I just have to be cognizant of the potential for anger to crop up especially when I don't feel that the world is listening to my wonderful guidance today. I can't control the world. And I have to remember that one day at a time. So that's about all I have to say really today. And as a topic, I'd like to have this, how, because the other part, I almost forgot this. The other part of step one that is so important to me is that it works for anything that is not working in my life, that is trying to cause my life to be uncontrollable. So it goes well beyond the food. Anything that my life is having difficulty with, I can work step one on it. I've worked on it with fears. I've worked on it with the physical stuff that I'm going through. Not necessarily getting a solution as fast as I want, but that's all part of accepting today on today's terms. So, how do you use step one beyond just the food every day?